down, please, gentlemen. I want to brief you on this situation as soon as possible. Where's Agent 86?
He hasn't checked in yet, Chief.
Well, we'll have to proceed without him.
Excuse me, Chief. We don't have much time, and I've already been fully briefed. Can I check out some weapons?
Oh, of course. Use a special weapons closet.
Chief, who is that man?
This mission is so important that even his number is top secret.
Is he new in control?
No, he's from our European section. Now, gentlemen, please listen carefully. Chaos has cracked our universal code. All secret communications will have to stop until a new code can be delivered to our communication center in Greenland. Agent X has been selected to deliver that code.
Why him? Why not one of us?
Because Chaos probably knows all of you. In fact, we're counting on that to help us.
How?
By seeing to it that they capture the wrong man. Our real courier, Agent X, a man whose face they're unfamiliar with, will leave for Greenland with the new code tomorrow morning.
And at the same time, we'll be sending out another man as a decoy.
Exactly. The decoy will be captured by Chaos and probably tortured, but that will give Agent X the time he needs to complete his mission.
I'm sorry I'm late, Chief, but I was stuck in the car for almost 20 minutes.
I know, 86. The traffic.
No, the seatbelt. I can never get that darn thing unbuckled.
Right, sit down. I'll fill you in as we go along.
Right, Chief.
Gentlemen, we are now under special Class A top security. We've got to do everything we can to protect Agent X. Chaos will do everything they can to eliminate him. Do you know who that is?
Well, he's probably a Chaos assassin out to get our Agent X.
X, that's Agent X.
He must be from our European section. I can't understand a word he's saying. Sorry about that.
Goes according to schedule, Agent X will reach Greenland with the new code at 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Good man, Agent X. Sucker for a right cross to the stomach, but good man.
Please, Max. You four men are the only available agents. One of you will have to act as the decoy.
Wait a minute, Chief. What if Chaos finds out it's a decoy? What'll they do to him?
Now, they'll probably kill him.
Huh. Talk about sore losers.
That's what makes this assignment so difficult for me. I'm going to have to send one of you men on what may very well be a suicide mission. Agent 58, are you married?
Yes, sir.
Children?
Four, sir.
Agent 58?
I have three children, sir.
Agent 71?
No, 17, sir.
What?
I'm Agent 17, sir.
Oh, yes, of course.
I have two children.
I can't bring myself to pick a family man. I'm asking for a volunteer. Man with no responsibilities, no wife, no children.
I hope there's someone standing behind me. You know, Chief, you've got a lot to learn about asking for volunteers.
We did a study in depth on the subject of torture, and we have found that if you are familiarized with what you will have to undergo, you will be able to withstand it longer.
Well, that makes sense. Say, what is this thing over here?
Well, this is a rather primitive instrument, but it's very effective. Put your wrist in there.
Ooh, I see what you mean. That's very painful.
That's not it, smart. Just watch this.
Don't wear wristwatch.
Now, do you see this chair? After the first few hours of torture, they'll ask you to sit down and relax in it for a while.
But that's only a trick.
Exactly. Watch this.
Don't wear new
suit.
Now, if you step this way, I...
Well, that'll be enough, Carlson. I get the idea. Now, are you sure that Chaos has all these devices?
Oh, yes. It's standard equipment for terrorist organizations.
Well, where did you get these?
From the Bureau of Internal Revenue.
Before we go into my office, I want you to know that it was bugged by Chaos a little while ago.
Right, Chief. Bugged by Chaos? Bugged by Chaos? But how could that happen, Chief?
We let it happen. We want them to listen in. That's the way we're going to trick them into believing that you are the new courier who's going to deliver the new code.
Oh, I get you. I get you. While they're listening in, I very cleverly identify myself as the courier with the new code.
Exactly. Now, remember, Max, try to make it sound conversational and natural.
Don't worry about me, Chief. I happen to be a pretty fair actor.
Sit down, 86.
Thank you, Chief of Control. This sure is a swell place you have here.
Thank you.
What did you want to see me about?
The mission, Max. Are you sure you have everything completely clear?
Yes, I have. I will leave my house at 7:30 in the morning and proceed to the newsstand. Then I
will... Yes, Max, yes. Do you have your airline ticket?
Yes, I have.
And the new code?
Yes, I will be having that in the secret pocket of my gray serge suit.
Well, you'd better memorize it, Max. We can't afford to let it get into the hands of those chaos fiends.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Chief. Some of those chaos fiends are probably nice, friendly, hardworking fellows like us.
Max, I will walk you to your car.
I mean, just because they're rivals, there's no need to call them fiends.
Friendly, hard-working fellows like us?
Well, if it's all the same to you, Chief, I'd rather they weren't angry while they were torturing me.
Is there anything at all I can do for you tonight, Max?
No, nothing at all, Chief. Don't worry about me. There's no torture invented that can make me crack. I'm impervious to pain.
Good luck, Max.
Ah!
What's the matter?
Squeezed my pinky.
Cancel milk delivery, give Hugo the sweater, resign from Christmas club, make out last will and testament. Who is it?
It's me, Max.
Oh, come on in, 99. Have you been?
Oh, Max, I just had to see you before.
Come on now, 99. Cut that out. Now stop it.
I'm sorry, Max. It's just that we've had so little time together.
Well, it couldn't be helped, 99. After all, there are no holidays in the fight against evil.
You're so brave, so dedicated, so wonderful.
I know.
Max.
Look, 99, it's getting kind of late, and I have a busy day ahead of me tomorrow. I think you better run along now.
All right.
Oh, 99, will you do me a favor? Return these deposit bottles for me.
Right. Do you realize that we may never see each other again?
Well, that's okay, 99. It's only 12 cents. You can keep it.
No, I'm home stretched out in a nice soft bed like a normal person. Of course I'm here.
Have you seen anybody around here that looks like a chaos agent?
No, I haven't.
What are you so grouchy about today?
Because I didn't sleep a wink last night, that's why. Every time I dozed off, somebody dropped garbage on me.
Will you please keep your voice down?
How'd you like to spend 12 hours holding your breath?
Listen, there are worse assignments than this. I once knew an agent who was locked in a washing machine for 3 days.
That was me, 86.
Yes, I forgot.
I came out so wrinkled I had to iron my skin.
Will you stop complaining? I'm about to be captured by chaos.
86, look. Over there at the magazine counter. The guy in the trench coat, dark glasses, reading the magazine.
Could be a chaos agent. Report my capture to control headquarters immediately.
Good luck, 86. Ow!
Sorry about that. Morning, Hugo.
Oh, a little early for you, isn't it, Mr. Smart?
Yes, well, I'm out on some secret business. I wouldn't want this to get around, but I may have a date in Greenland. Nosy character.
Yeah, well, you get all kinds.
Oh, by the way, Hugo, here's a little something for you in appreciation for letting me read my horoscope every morning.
A present?
Yes. I won't be using it much longer. It's brand new.
Hey, it's beautiful.
I'll wear it in good health, Hugo.
Thanks, Mr. Smart.
Oh, by the way, in connection with that secret business I was telling you about, I may be gone for a few days, and I'd appreciate it if you'd pick up my mail. The name is Smart. Maxwell Smart. Capital S, small M, small A, small R, small T, Smart.
Hey, like to look up your horoscope, Mr. Smart?
Oh, thank you, Hugo. Now, let's see. Scorpio. Uh-huh. Good for business, meeting people, and be prepared for surprises.
A little surprise from Chaos, Mr. Smart.
Of course. The old gas bomb and the horoscope trick.
Come on, let's get going.
What makes you think I'm going with you?
The old gun in the hand trick.
Good trick.
Come on.
Well, that's the last time I ever give you a sweater.
Come on.
Didn't find the code.
We searched him thoroughly, nothing.
You looked in the secret pocket of his gray serge suit?
Every inch of it. Should I take Smart to the torture room now?
There will be no torture.
What have you got against torture?
In the first place, it makes too much noise.
We have more interesting methods.
No torture?
No. Bring Smart in here.
No torture? I don't know what happens. This used to be a fun outfit.
If all else fails, we will use the new serum.
Yes. I am most anxious to try it. Mm.
I don't care what you say or do. I'm not talking.
We will see. Sit down, Mr. Smart.
Well, you couldn't wait to get started, could you?
What do you mean?
I see you've already tortured my coat.
At ours, the grower, Smart can only hold out till Agent X gets to Greenland. Where's Agent X now?
Changing planes in Newfoundland, sir.
Well, you said that 10 minutes ago.
The plane's been delayed.
Delayed? What now?
Mechanical problems with the movie projector.
Any word about poor Max, Chief?
No, 99, not since Agent 13 reported his capture.
Poor Max.
99, you keep saying the same thing over and over again. Don't dwell on it.
Liftoff from Newfoundland.
Oh, it's about time. 99, why don't you go get a cup of coffee?
Right, Chief, but please let me know the minute you hear anything about poor Max.
I will, 99. I wonder how he's doing.
Who, sir?
Poor Max.
The new code, Mr. Smart.
What is it?
I'm not talking.
You can save us all a lot of trouble.
Trouble is my middle name.
That's torture.
No, that is not necessary. Mr. Smart is a reasonable man, are you not?
I are not.
Perhaps you would like a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
A glass of water?
I don't drink.
There must be something you would like.
Greta?
How about Greta?
Suit yourself, but I'm not talking.
We shall see. Greta!
Hello,
Mr. Smart?
I'm not talking. I'm looking, but I'm not talking.
Pilot reports headwinds over the Atlantic. What's the estimated time of arrival? Still 5 o'clock, sir. All right, 99, say it.
I wonder how poor Max is, Chief.
What do you think, Carlson?
He's been under torture for 3 hours now. He's probably close to the breaking point.
Chaos finds out he's merely a decoy. They can still intercept Agent X.
It's just a question of how much a man can take.
Code, Max. Tell me the code.
No, absolutely not.
Please?
No, you can torture me all you like, but the answer is still no.
Max, please tell me. I don't want them to hurt you. Tell me the code.
No, no, no. Enough! And I'll say when it's enough.
Quiet. We will use the serum.
Good, good.
This is the second time this month you have failed.
Wait a minute, Kimmel. I think Greta did a swell job.
Thank you, Max.
You're welcome, Greta.
You were supposed to hug him and kiss him, not get friendly. Ow! Untie him. This is your last chance, Mr. Smart.
I'm not talking.
You may proceed, Seidlitz.
What's that?
An injection, Mr. Smart.
I hate needles.
And you will talk?
No, I will faint.
What happens now?
This serum is a modification of thiopental sodium. It will make you talk. You cannot help yourself. You'll recite whatever you've committed to memory.
Good, good. So you see, Luden, we must progress with the times.
Mm. Wait, wait. He's coming too.
Get ready to copy down the code.
We will now hear what's in the subconscious mind of Maxwell Smart.
2 times 1 is 2. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 3 is 6. 2 times 4 is 8. 2 times 5 is 10.
That's strange, very strange.
What is this?
He's gone back too far. He memorized that in his childhood. But he will progress to the present very quickly.
2 times 6 is 12. 2 times 7 is... 2 times 7 is...
14, stupid.
2 times 7 is 14, stupid.
You and your serum, let's torture.
Right. Notify security in Greenland. I want an armored car waiting at the airport for Agent X.
Yes, sir.
If Smart cracks, Chaos will be desperate to get that code. 2416. How long now?
2 hours and 28 minutes, sir.
2416.
2 times 7 is... 2 times 7 is...
Kimmel! Kimmel! I've got it!
What?
This is no ordinary man. This man is brilliant. He is a genius.
What are you saying?
He has trained himself so thoroughly that even his subconscious comes out in code.
Red Rover, Red Rover.
Red Rover, Red Rover.
Red Rover, Red Rover.
Let Barney Kaufman come over.
Let Barney Kaufman come over.
Let Barney Kaufman come over? Now, if we transpose the vowels in Red Rover and substitute them for the consonants in Barney Kaufman...
You and your serum, let's torture.
What's happened?
I'm having trouble with the reception.
Chaos may be jamming the frequency.
All I keep getting is Lawrence Welk music.
Chaos has no mercy.
Wait a minute. I've got Greenland now. Control tower reports a perfect landing.
Good. Now, if...
Wait a minute. There's more. Agent X, safely inside armored car. Mission accomplished.
Oh, wow. What a relief. Well, in a few moments, control can resume normal communications throughout the world.
But wait a minute, Chief. What about Max?
Oh, I'm sorry, 99.
Don't you talk about Max that way, Chief. He's not dead.
99, it's impossible. No man can survive what they put him through.
We don't know that for sure, Chief. I'm going to go find out.
You're wasting your time.
If you don't go with me, I'll go alone, Chief.
Oh, no, wait a minute. All right, I'll go with you, but you've got to prepare yourself for the worst. He may have cracked under that torture. He may have the mind of a four-year-old.
He'll still be the same Max to me.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
G.
G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O.
P. If this little piggy who went to market equals X, then this little piggy who stayed home equals Y. And this little piggy who had roast beef must equal Z.
Stop. Stop everything.
I was just...
Never mind what you was just. Your brilliant genius is a fake. A decoy. Word just came in. Control's new code has been delivered by the rail messenger. Oh. And you are responsible for our failure.
But I never knew a man who was so much in love with his childhood.
You know what you must do.
I do.
You will do the honorable thing.
I will. Luden, I am now in charge of Chaos.
What about him?
Finish him off.
No torture?
No.
Next time I say torture, maybe you'll listen.
Max! Oh, you're alive! I'm so happy.
We didn't know what to expect, but 99 insisted we come for you.
Oh, that's all right, Chief. You didn't have to do that. I could have taken a cab back. By the way, how did you know I was here?
We just took a wild guess. Max, what you did today will go down in control history. I still can't believe you're alive.
Well, I'm about the only one who is, outside of Luden here.
Well, we'll take him down to control headquarters for questioning.
No torture?
All right, hold it. Nobody move.
Why don't you watch where you're shooting?
I got him, didn't I?
Yes, right through my sweater.
Max, I just want you to know that what you did today was very brave.
No, not really, 99. It's only what any well-trained heroic agent would have done.
Do you really think so?
99, everything that I believe in, everything that I hold sacred, is based upon my belief in the honesty and nobility of my fellow agents. And that belief is unshakable, unarguable, and incontrovertible. Of course, I could be wrong.
Still, Max, I don't think there are many men that would have faced what you faced today.
Well, 99, in our business, we have to be prepared to face capture and torture.
But how can you be prepared for that, Max?
Because, 99, pain is all in the mind. It's all in the mind. If you have control over your brain the way that I have control over my brain, then the body can feel no physical pain.
I see.
Listen, do you mind if we don't talk about it anymore?
Why not?
I'm getting a terrible headache. Well, I'm off on vacation.
Oh, Max, 2 whole weeks. I'm going to miss you.
Well, 2 whole weeks isn't too long, 99. 2 whole weeks is only, let's see, there's 7 days in a week. 2 times 7 is, 2 times 7 is,